prefab sprite. We've come to Newcastle, overlooking the Tyne, your hometown, and after sort of a considerable absence, I would say, you're back with a new album, Jordan, The Comeback. 19 tracks, over an hour long. What do you think? Is it fair to call it a bit of an epic?
I think that it's probably the most ambitious record that we've ever done. But the breadth of the material there, I think, makes it our most commercial in some respects.
Yeah.
Because there are out-and-out pop songs there, as well as the things that anyone who knows about Prefab Sprout, the darker things that we like to talk about. We have a lot of songs on it that are, you could call general pop songs. Songs like Looking for Atlantis or We Let the Stars Go.
Yeah.
There's no particular theme there.
Yeah.
Whereas there are other sections of the record where I wanted to pursue something through two or three songs rather than get it over and done with in one song.
Yeah.
Without wanting to sort of put ideas into anyone else's minds about how they should listen to a record, because I think that can be very off-putting. I can say that there were certain things I had in mind when I wrote them, and if you pick up on that, then that's absolutely fine. And one of the things that I think is behind a lot of the songs is the expression, I wish I could do that again, or if I had my time, I would like to do that again, because I think it's a common thing that no matter where you're from, people spend a lot of their lives thinking, I wish I had another shot at that and I would do it differently.
Yeah.
And for example, I mean, there's a whole section of the record where, to dramatize that idea, I thought I'd write about Elvis Presley alive and a recluse in on the top floor of the Las Vegas Hilton, lying in a darkened room, saying that he'd made a mistake in a lot of the things that he'd done in his life, and he wanted to, if he had his chance again, he would do things differently.
Hmm.
And similarly, on a song like Scarlet Nights, which has nothing at all whatsoever to do with Elvis Presley, I was trying to get over the idea of someone who's maybe in the state of mind of, I wish I had my time again, finding some sort of peace.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Although they're separated on the record by a number of songs, there's a common thread between them that makes it hang together if you want to look that deeply into it.
Yeah. These kind of issues that you talk about on Jordan, The Comeback, they're fairly serious topics for a pop band to be singing about, really, aren't they?
Well, I think that, yes, they are, but at the same time, I think we've done it in a way that the primary aim wasn't to, we'd better write about something serious.
Yeah.
It was to do something that was entertaining. I think it is probably the most commercial record that we have made.
Yeah.
But it's just that over an hour's worth of music, you have time to talk about things there in a way that you just don't have if you want to go for, there are two or three singles and there's the big ballad.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something that would maybe last.
In the best senses of the word, you are a mainstream pop band, aren't you? You're not a deliberately underground or obscure kind of band.
I think that the name Prefab Sprout is perhaps a little bit misleading, and that you may expect a sound that's entirely avant-garde or deliberately provocative. Whereas really, I was much more concerned with getting a name where it was hard to have any associations attached to it. I was trying to get something that, in a sense, was quite bland, so that when you came to the records, you wouldn't know what to expect. Now, I mean, commercially, people say, well, that's not a very good idea. But I'd much rather that anyone who listened to us came without a whole bunch of preconceptions.
Yeah.
That was the initial intention.
Yeah. Really, Prefab Sprout are much more in a tradition of, say, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, a classic pop of that kind, rather than the Velvet Underground or whatever, aren't you?
I think that I have a strong, it's like having a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I like melody.
Yeah.
And a song can be about absolutely anything. As long as I like the tune, I can have a high tolerance for anything.
Yeah.
As long as it's melodic. And I think you can make things very acceptable to people. You can make things more seductive if the music leads you in
to
some, whatever your lyrical preoccupations are.
Are you proud of Jordan, the comeback? Is it what you intended?
I love it. I love it. And it's that's a selfish pleasure, you know, that removes you from what other people have to say, you know. When we were in the studio and we finished it and it was all assembled, and we heard the various sides running into each other. I say sides, the various themes, really, running into each other. I was just thrilled by it because even in the demo stage, I'd planned that it should go from a bunch of general songs into the Elvis Alive and Still Kicking and Waiting to Make His Comeback in the Desert side to songs that, again, there's like a bunch of songs there that I wanted to play around with the idea of a medley. Because I'm a fan of Abbey Road, and I like the second side of Abbey Road, where you get snatches of things, and you maybe even think, oh, I wish that could be a little bit longer. I like the taste of that. I wish I could have a little more of that. So we put together about 12 minutes or 15 minutes of music from All the World Loves Lovers to The Wedding March on this record, which are intended to work like that. And then having done it, I thought, well, what would be the best possible contrast there? Maybe to move to some songs that are more band-based, like One of the Broken and Scarlet Nights, and not serious would be the wrong word, but they generally deal with gospel music themes in a sort of modern way. And when that was all assembled, I thought, well, I listened to it like a fan, you know, thinking, oh, well, I love the way that it changes mood.
You're going to be playing live again, aren't you, for the first time in what? 5 years, and for the first time ever in America. What kind of prospect is that?
Well, the focus has always been, for me, on the fun of the studio, which is a sort of selfish pleasure. And that you get in there and you want to stay there. And all this time, you know, the fans are thinking, well, what the hell do you look like and what do you do and what's it going to sound like? So it will be a particular thrill to get out there and let them see you, really. I mean, it'll be novel playing in the States, but it'll be just as novel to play in England after a lapse of 5 years.
All right, well, thanks for talking with us, Paddy, and congratulations on the album.
Thank you very much, Stuart.